Owners of Hamilton-based Freedom Vapes announced last week they plan to sell do-it-yourself kits, enabling customers to create their own flavored vape juice. That announcement from Ron and Deanna Marshall came one day after the start of a four-month statewide ban on all flavored e-liquids. This past weekend, the Marshalls ever so slightly walked back the phrasing of their promotion.
It was a misuse of the word kit. It's not actually kits. It's just a separate component that people can put it together. There is a whole subculture of people that vape that do that already or have been doing it forever.
E-liquid is typically made up of a handful of components: a base of propylene glycol or vegetable glycerin, nicotine, and flavoring. That flavoring draws the ire of critics who blame it for the spiking popularity of vaping products among teenagers. But vape retailers say those flavored juices are the bread and butter of their revenue stream, by far the preferred choice of their adult customers who are trying to kick the cigarette habit. The Marshalls note they are legally allowed to sell two specific flavored vape products under the state's temporary ban: tobacco and marijuana flavored vape juice. Freedom Vapes doesn't sell the pot-flavored products, but do offer the tobacco-flavored juice. The Marshalls describe it as a sales dud.
No one buys it. No one wants it.
They want to get away from the tobacco flavor. I mean, if you're trying to get off a cigarette, that's the last thing you want.
Freedom Vapes was part of an industry group that unsuccessfully sued the Bullock administration to stop the ban that's currently set to last into April. The Marshalls own vape shops in Hamilton, Bozeman, and Belgrade. Ron Marshall asserts prohibition never works, but only increases dangerous black market activity.
You can ban the flavors all you want, but people are going to try to get the flavor that they're used to, add it in, wrong quantities, wrong product, and then you're really going to be having people in trouble.
The Marshalls say they're selling only top quality pharmaceutical grade base ingredients and culinary grade flavorings.
Any flavor you want, strawberry, peach, anything that you could think of. Any fruity type flavor or desserty type flavor. We are not allowed to sell flavored e-liquid, and we're not selling flavored e-liquid. We are selling unflavored e-liquid, and we're selling culinary flavoring for any use that you may want to use it for.
A recent Freedom Vapes Facebook post says the store will also soon stock products unrelated to vaping, including candy-making supplies, soda streams, and cookbooks that demonstrate how to properly use the safe flavorings they offer. The Marshalls do not provide instructions on how to make vape juice when they sell the ingredients. They say those instructions are easily found online. They're correct, but precision calculations are required to get it right. Potential risks include possible product contamination and high doses of liquid nicotine. When asked if they're skirting Montana's new ban, Deanna Marshall responded, "It boils down to a safety issue."
We had a customer come in and tell us they needed propylene glycol and couldn't find it on any of the shelves around town. So they were just going to go down to the parts store and buy non-toxic antifreeze because it's propylene glycol based. And then he would just go get his flavors from Kmart. That's scary. That is frightening to us. At least here, I can sell them the components to do the same thing that they would be doing, but do it with safe ingredients.
Montana's health department says it's working with local public health officials to enforce the new emergency rule to ensure all businesses are in compliance. MTPR asked the department whether shops like Freedom Vapes could sell the raw ingredients for DIY-flavored vape fluid. The agency issued a statement to Montana Public Radio Monday saying, quote, "We appreciate all those who are in compliance with the recent court order. For those who are not in compliance, we will address those issues through the legal process," end quote. The Marshalls, meanwhile, say no public health officials on either the local or state level have approached them about their revised product lines. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.